In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump signs a memo ending the so-called catch-and-release immigration policy. Hepatitis A cases spark a precautionary recall of an imported frozen pomegranate product. And Australian weightlifter Tia Claire Toomey battles grief to lift the gold at the Commonwealth Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. US Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ramped up calls to criminally prosecute immigrants who cross illegally into the United States. It comes as President Donald Trump signed a memorandum ordering the end of the policy known as catch and release. Under the policy, illegal immigrants are released from detention while awaiting a court hearing on their status. Mr. Trump says America's laws must be respected.
We don't have laws. We have catch and release. You catch and then you immediately release, and people come back years later for a court case, except they virtually never come back. So we are preparing for the military to secure our border between Mexico and the United States. I think that it's something we have to do.
Medical professionals and students are rallying in Sydney calling for better medical care of refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru and Manus Island. Australian Medical Student Association spokeswoman Adele Evans says action must now be taken. She's told SBS independent observers need access to those held offshore.
We are calling to the government to act on the first practical step to ensure their health and safety, which is allowing an independent medical body to assess the situation, the health status, and the facilities available to refugees and asylum seekers on Manus Island and Nauru.
New South Wales Health is warning those who've bought frozen imported pomegranates from Coles supermarkets to not eat it. Genetic testing of patients in Sydney, Wollongong and the Central Coast have identified a unique strain of the infection, resulting in 7 cases of hepatitis A. Dr. Vicky Shepherd from New South Wales Health says symptoms can take up to 50 days to develop.
People who have eaten frozen pomegranate from Coles and develop symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, fevers or yellowing of the skin should see their doctor as soon as possible for testing.
Australian-grown pomegranate, both fresh and frozen, has not been implicated. There are calls for doctors to support the use of e-cigarettes to help people quit smoking. E-cigarettes are battery-powered devices that heat and vaporise a liquid to deliver nicotine to reduce the urge to smoke. A review of the latest scientific evidence on e-cigarettes says it's a less harmful alternative for patients who have repeatedly failed to stop smoking tobacco with conservative treatments. Author of the study, Colin Mendelson, has told Sky News the increased use of e-cigarettes could save thousands of lives.
We're left with this huge population of middle-aged and older smokers who just aren't able to quit. And if they can't quit, switching to a safer alternative could save their lives, because we know they get far fewer chemicals and toxins from electronic cigarettes. And we know there are dramatic improvements in health in people who convert to these products.
Opposing groups have converged on the State Library in Melbourne over the ongoing tensions at the Israel-Gaza border. The Australian Friends of Palestine organised a protest to condemn the Israeli army killings of protesters at the contentious border. Pro-Israel groups have organised a counter-protest, including setting up a makeshift Israel embassy. The UN Human Rights Office has called on Israel to prevent further loss of life in the renewed demonstrations planned in Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians have marched to Gaza's border with Israel to protest the long-standing blockade of the enclave. Spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Liz Throssell, says Israel has obligations under international law to ensure excessive force is not used against protesters. And to sport, Australian weightlifter Tia Claire Toomey has dedicated her gold medal win at the Commonwealth Games to a 17-year-old cousin who died in a car crash a week ago. Toomey secured Australia's first Commonwealth gold in weightlifting in 12 years, lifting a personal best snatch of 87 kilograms and then a clean and jerk of 114 kilograms in the women's 58-kilogram weightlifting final. She says she felt her cousin's presence on stage with her.
Because of that incident, it kind of made me realise that, you know, life is so short and you can't take anything for granted. So lift as if it was the last lift, and that's kind of how I went into everything. I bring it, so it was awesome.
Australia won 9 gold medals on Friday to take a commanding lead in the medal count after 2 days of competition. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 24. Adelaide, mostly sunny 33. Melbourne, becoming cloudy 29. Hobart, rain 18. Mostly sunny and 29 for the following cities. Canberra, Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle. In Brisbane, partly cloudy 28. Cairns, possible shower 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm 33. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay up to date with SBS News online and on social.